she offers her heartfelt advice.
Yes, very heartfelt blessings to us. Where is Gopinath and others?
They have been going to do some errands at Gokul's house. I don't think Gokul is also here.
No, they are still in Gokul's house.
Gokul is not here.
They will be coming any moment.
How are you? You are? When you reached here?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Before where you were?
Bhubaneswar.
Then one kirtan you should do. Madanga, or he should do. You should do one kirtan and he will do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Gananda bolile have kula kasira.
Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Astu tadam ibhaja jaya shukrasana sushma. Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Nityananda Krishna Prabhupada.
Nitalila Prasht, Sisila Gaur Govinda Mahaj ki, don't give up. But it should be in what?
Line.
In chain. Don't break the line. Take them in serial orders. I want that I was willing to come to Malaysia, Singapore and all other cities and countries. But we felt that to have a visa for Malaysia, that is not so easy. We have fixed our date for 22nd of January, but till 28th January we are not seeing any sign of having the visa. So all were worried for this. But I was thinking that if Krishna does not want, if Swamiji does not want to be in Malaysia or Singapore, no harm. I should follow the happiness of Krishna. So I must follow him. But I was thinking that anyhow, if it is received, it will be so good. At last, on 28th in the night, I heard that this advocate or
barrister
has gone to
embassy
and he has argued there, and they are now ready to be discharged and to order. All became so happy.
Make a little space.
So we all prayed to Krishna for her happiness and to be merciful to what name?
Surely.
So now I want to hear something. When I am here, how she feels and how I can do here. So I want that you should say something before my classes. No, this.
Like, they are preparing.
Wait a little. I'm hardly hearing.
She says that because we need guidance and being in your presence, and then she was going to continue.
Acha, so you should.
Please speak up.
Go on.
Well, I feel that there's peace and serenity in my life. And the more I see you, maybe I can learn more and learn something. And maybe by Krishna's mercy, I will someday become somebody.
You understand?
I understand, but you're so clear.
In your presence, we feel so much peace and tranquility. Yeah, that we are so happy to be in your presence, and hopefully by the mercy of Krishna, one day she hopes to become a good person.
I think that she is a good person. But she should learn how to place the God or Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And I know that you will be very chaste devotee. You should stand up. Because we have come to your place. This is your place. You can come anywhere. Here, and front. You should come and stand up and speak something. Let him stand here, and you should be there.
Omagyanti manasya janandana salakaya chakshivamritam yena tasmai sivaya శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీయాదైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే Hare Krishna. I'm not accustomed to speaking before such a elevated crowd. We'd like to welcome all of you to Malaysia. Actually, as a matter of fact, we ourselves are also guests here. We don't really live here on a permanent basis. We've been coming together, having spiritual programs, discussing Harikatha, as we have heard it from our Guru Varga. So many devotees from different exalted Rasik Vaishnavas like our beloved Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhakti Swami Maharaj and Srila Srila Maharaj, our own Gurudev, Srila Gaurgavinda Maharaj, and those who are following our beloved Siksha Gurudev, Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. by the mercy of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, somehow the devotees who came here for the purpose of raising funds for India, we met up with devotees like Pankeshwar Prabhu and Urukram Prabhu, who have been very faithful disciples of Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, and they have been blessed with the wonderful association of both Srila Srila Maharaj, also our beloved Srila Narayana Maharaj. And by coming in contact with them, we have learned so much more about Krishna Bhakti and the special wealth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that was stored in the heart of Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, and that was brought to us by the exalted.
He's not here. I'm requesting Sri Govind Bhakt Maharaj. Govind Bhakt, no? To speak something.
Here, Europe and America, and I can tell honestly that many, many devotees we met in Europe and America, they become rejuvenated in their spiritual lives. When we went on that first tour, and also being in the association of Srila Maharaj in Mathura, Vrindavan, for the last 4 years, I have so many times observed the potency which is present in the association with Srila Maharaj, particularly his desire to help the devotees. Always ready to help the devotees. Anyone who asks for his help, he is ready to give it. He doesn't want anything in return, only our hearts. If we can offer our hearts to Srila Maharaj, he will help us to become qualified to render service to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Now, what I particularly have observed is that the desire of Srila Maharaj to help us become qualified, to go on in our Krishna consciousness to next stages, and not just stay in one stage, thinking that we are devotees, we are chanting Hare Krishna, we know something about the philosophy, and we can preach to others and distribute books and have programs, and this will be the activities that we will continue to do the rest of our lives. And we don't need so much association from more advanced devotees because we are ourselves having already some understanding of the philosophy. Particularly, my experience has been that after serving somewhat in the association of Vaishnavas for 14, 15 years, I came in touch with the wonderful Sangha of devotees in Mathura. I realized that I didn't know anything about spiritual life. Yeah. Particularly what is sadhan, what is bhajan. Yeah. Very little understanding, very little insight I could claim to have. But in the presence of this wonderful association of the devotees there, I've particularly observed that this is the great need of the devotees who are practicing for so many years, that we go deeper in our spiritual practices and that we try to understand what is it what our acharyas have desired to come and bring to us. Why did Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada to the West? Why it was the desire of all our previous acharyas to give Krishna consciousness to all? Because they wanted to give us the wealth of Vrindavan, the wealth of the inhabitants of Braja. Why did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to this world? Yeah. To experience himself the mood of Srimati Radhika and to distribute that wonderful thing, yeah, which is available for all living entities, the mood of the inhabitants of Braja. Yeah. To
give sprinkles to all conditioned souls so that we become attracted to also become inhabitants of Vrindavan, Vrajabhumi. This is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. And this is why all our acharyas have put out so much energy to reach us, living entities who are so conditioned. It is their great mercy that we can be here today, that we can hear from such a wonderful resident of Vrindavan, Srila Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Narayan Maharaj. Yeah, so we are very, very fortunate. And I particularly observe, and many of us, I'm sure, are agreeing with me, that when the message of Krishna consciousness came to Western countries, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada so much desirous that his followers become qualified. Yeah. Not so much that we increase the numbers of devotees in the temples, or we are so much eager to distribute that many books. Rather, those who have taken to the practice of Krishna consciousness, that we become qualified. We become fixed up and desirous to always go further in our spiritual practices. So this is the meaning of sadhu sangha, that we desire to understand the real process of sadhan, bhajan, what is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and why we are in the opportunity to hear from such advanced devotees which Krishna so kindly has sent to this world. To hear from their lips the message of Braja, the message, the Harikatha, the nectar of Vrindavan, and absorb our energy in that, so that we also desire to become residents of that same Vrindavan. So again, thank you so much for inviting Srila Gurudev to Malaysia. It is a great opportunity for all of us to render service to our Hoguru Varga, and I hope and I am sure that these days will be so wonderful that after these days are gone, we will not be able to remember anymore, yeah, what has happened. Yeah, it was fantastic. Wherever we went in Europe and America, the devotees have become so enlivened and so interested again to take up spiritual life and to understand the real meaning of Vaishnava association. Thank you. I think all the devotees have arrived now.
Yeah.
Yes. Bugar and Bugar have opened. They're coming.
Let them come. I request Jadurani, that is my Shyamrani, to speak something. Where is Yurukram Prabhu? He is not here.
He has come.
He has gone anywhere?
No, he has come.
Kaha?
Maybe just to the bathroom.
Yes.
You
should come back more. You can give it her. After that, I will speak.
So,
come back. That all is. You know, perhaps you don't know or don't know. See, this senior,
most senior.
Oh, Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, and she was so near and dear, and he has served the whole life, Swamiji. So now he is also me and helping in so ways. He is the very famous artist, and his arts and pictures have been given in all the books of Swamiji, especially in Gita, Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Now she is working also for me. So I'm indebted to Shyamrani. She should speak something.
So by the mercy of our Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, we have heard about 80 tapes of his beautiful bhajans by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur, Rochan Das Thakur, describing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas and Sri Gurudev, and also glorifying Sri Gurudev and praying to him for his mercy so that we could develop Krishna consciousness. Then when we met Srila Narayana Maharaj, we could understand his qualities by having heard the bhajans that Prabhupada gave us, and also by Srila Narayana Maharaj's inspiration, we went further into the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sharanagati, Gitavali, Gitamala, and Pratana, Prem Bhakti Chandrika of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And just as Prabhupada taught us, there is Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra who verify, confirm, and establish each other. So the Guru gives us the prarthanas, the prayers, the bhajans, and the bhajans also give us the Guru, tell us the qualities of the Guru, the powers of the Guru, how to pray Guru, and how to feel humble before the Guru. So Krishna Das Prabhu very kindly sang Gurudev earlier. This was Gurubhana Maji, you sang?
Yes.
So in this particular song, as in other songs, the glories of Srila Narayana Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, are established, that we have no power to chant the holy name of Krishna even without the mercy of Sri Gurudev. Kavi Kintu Prabhu Yogite Arve, that you, O Gurudev, gave me the order that stay in Godruma, in the Goda forest, and chant the holy name of Krishna. But, O Prabhu, O Gurudev, when will you give me the qualification to be able to chant the holy name in such a way that my consciousness is steady, that I can engage in ekanta bhajanera hari, that I can engage in bhajibo hari, that I can engage in bhajan with undivided attention. Because of my past activities in my childhood and youth, the song says, Saisabhavane, jada sukha sange. I've become intoxicated by the pleasures of jada. Jada means dead matter. And I've become addicted to bad habits. And so, because of nija karma dosha, because of my own, nija means my own, fault of my own karma, my body, my this very body, has become an impediment to devotional service, bhajanera pratibandha. So all these siddhantas, all the philosophical truths are there in the bhajans. And how to feel in relation to Gurudev is there in the bhajans. So tomara charana, therefore I pray to your lotus feet. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us how to pray to Gurudev. Weeping, I'm praying to your lotus feet. And parichaya shubhiwala, taking full shelter at your lotus feet, that without your mercy I have no power to chant the holy name of Krishna. so many other bhajans, like by the association of the Ganges, after a long period of time, we become free from sins. But simply, O Gurudev, by the moment of your association, all sins go far away, simply by your glancing. Sri Gurudev has so much power that he takes away millions and millions of births of past sins and makes unqualified persons like myself. He can give us the great wealth of Krishna Prema. He was explaining, Gurudev Narayan Maharaj was explaining, that even on the material platform, Sri Gurudev has so much power to help the disciple. He told one story about one lady disciple in Mathura, and she was bringing him some gifts, some fruits or something. And he said, "Why are you bringing this to me?" She said, "Well, the other day I was drowning in the river, and I called out, 'Hey Gurudev, save me, save me.' And I felt your long arm coming and grabbing me and bringing me onto the shore. So therefore, today I brought you these fruits because you saved me." So Gurudev said, actually, she was, I have no qualification, but actually she was right. So Gurudev on every level has so much power. And then he told one story about a disciple whose guru ordered him to clog up a dam, because there was water coming and destroying the agriculture. So it was very, very bad weather at night, and he couldn't find anybody to hold up the dam. So he himself laid his whole body in front of the dam. And the guru came the next day and saw him trembling and shivering cold. And when he saw the sacrifice and service he did, he made all the Vedas manifest in his heart and tongue. So everything is possible only by the mercy of Sri Gurudev. So we're just so fortunate that we have such a powerful personality that even if he doesn't speak anything, like he said, when you go to a holy place like Javad or Nandagaon, and even if that holy place doesn't speak to you, still just by sitting there, the atoms of that place give Krishna prema. Similarly, if one goes to the feet of such a holy person, even if he doesn't say anything, or even if he speaks in another language, like for us, Hindi's other language, and we may not understand it so well, but he said, even if you don't understand it, the atoms, or even if he says nothing, the atoms of his Krishna prema go from his heart into our heart and give Krishna prema. Or even just by his glancing, that glance carries all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and all of his realizations, and they enter into this serious disciple. So we're very, very fortunate to have his kind association, and we're very fortunate that he's given us such nice bhajaniyas like Krishna Das Prabhu to teach us so many nice bhajans, and we are so many bhajans. So many books of bhajans to understand more our relationship with Sri Gurudev. Just like I asked him a question about a half hour ago, "Can you explain something to me?" And he said, "I'll tell you later after you finish the painting." So he didn't give me any answer, but just by his saying that, I got the answer from him. So he says, all the power of Krishna is invested in Vrindavan, which is now different from him. And all the power of Krishna is invested in Sri Gurudev. So we're very, very fortunate that we can hear from his lotus mouth. In the third canto, Srila Prabhupada writes, purporting the prayers of Lord Shiva, that the living entity, although he's forgotten his relationship with Krishna for many millions of births, simply by hearing from the lotus lips of the pure devotee, which is whose words are mixed with the saffron dust particles from the lotus feet of Krishna. Although we forgot our relationship with Krishna for many millions of births, that relationship can be easily revived.
I request one of the senior most disciples of Swamiji.